Hello, fellow DBTers. I hope last week found you well and you were able to build some mastery. I sure did. The one thing I would like the audience to know is that I practice these skills daily in my life right alongside all of you. Whether you're a listener of the podcast or a client at the center, I feel like I would be an ineffective example and teacher if I didn't live by the words I say. So this week's episode will focus on coping ahead. I have mentioned this in other episodes, and today is finally the day I get to go into detail about what this skill is and what it's used for. As you all know, emotions do three things for humans. They motivate and organize for action. They communicate to ourselves, and they communicate to others. It's hard to remember that when suds are really high and the urge to act on a crisis behavior is present. I am acutely aware of that. It's so hard to access change skills when we are in a crisis or feel one coming on. This skill is specifically for managing situations that are likely to cause you trouble. It's preventative maintenance, you know, like getting an oil change for your car or teeth cleanings, yearly checkups at the doc. It's for planning ahead on how to cope with expected difficulties. We all have them. Some of mine include driving in the snow when it's a whiteout and I interpret it as a blizzard. Some family functions have caused some anxiety in the past, so this is a great helper for that type of situation. I get nervous when I have to take a test for something. What about you all? Or when it's time to speak in front of others, maybe a job interview? Coping ahead is imagining being in the situation and coping effectively. What do you all think are some of the things that make this difficult? I have some ideas. I know when my suds are too high, I probably can't do an effective cope ahead. That would then require some acceptance skills, like mindfulness or distress tolerance before trying to cope ahead. What if you're feeling willful? That would for sure get in the way. Again, some distress tolerance skills like turning the mind, half smile, willing hands, or maybe some tip would be useful in that instance. Let's talk about why this skill is used. Did you folks know that you can learn new skillful behaviors in your mind? This is true for all sorts of skills. For example, let's take sports. Tennis players can improve their tennis by practicing their tennis serve in their minds. I'm not kidding. There is research on it. You can improve your interpersonal skills with others by practicing assertive behaviors in your mind. Imagining an activity uses many of the same regions of the brain as actually engaging in that activity. Coping ahead helps you plan how to deal with emotionally charged situations. It increases the likelihood that you will be more automatically able to respond with the skillful behaviors you have practiced and imagined. I have talked about this when I took my clinical exam last year in May. I was terrified I would not pass. It was a super scary experience, to be honest. However, I used this skill, and as you all know, I did pass. It was really exhilarating, and it built some heavy-duty mastery to boot. Again, let's talk more in depth about when we would use this skill. In any type of situation coming up where there is a threat or you feel afraid, there are times when you just feel scared. Even if you can use your reason mind to try and see the logical side of things, emotions are emotions, and we don't get to control when they happen. We get to work on our responses to those emotions. Speaking of them, cope ahead is useful when you know your emotions may get so high that you will forget your skills or you will be unable to put skillful actions together. Remember that this is the skills breakdown point. Let me clarify, the change skills breakdown point. Remember what to do if you can't use your change skills? Use acceptance skills. What about going into a new situation where you're very unsure of your skills and your insecurity may invoke an emotional reaction that will make it very tough for you to manage the situation effectively? Cope ahead. Ding, ding, ding. What if you have difficult urges, which would get in the way of skillful behavior if you acted on them? Say, like running away, hitting someone, saying yes to using drugs or alcohol. That calls for cope ahead, for sure. Finally, this is useful when you could get highly emotional or your destructive urges could be so high that you don't even want to behave skillfully. Surely no one listening, not even myself, has done this type of thing, right? I'll be honest. I've been highly activated and thought to myself, just react. Don't even bother with skills right now. They probably won't even help. Yet, they really do. And it's a bigger satisfaction for me now to regulate emotions rather than to react in an ineffective way. I'm a work in progress. Now, how do we actually do the cope ahead? Number one, describe a problem situation where you are worried about coping skillfully. Describe that situation, check the facts to be sure that the problem you're worried about would be an actual problem if it occurred. Name the emotions and urges likely to interfere with using your skills. Number two, decide what skills to use and be specific. Write it out in detail. Use problem-solving skills to figure out how to cope effectively. Mindfulness, distress tolerance, and interpersonal effectiveness skills may also be really useful. Number three, imagine yourself in the situation and/or imagine the situation as vividly as possible in real time, not in the future or the past. You are not watching the situation either. You are in it. Number four, rehearse in your mind coping effectively. Rehearse in your mind or out loud exactly what you could do to cope effectively, including rehearsing your actions, your thoughts, what you can say, and how to say it. Rehearse coping with new problems that come up. Rehearse coping with your most feared catastrophe. And finally, number five, practice relaxation after rehearsing. This is important. Do a guided relaxation, maybe a body scan, some progressive muscle relaxation, or even a massage, if you can, after this imagined situation and again after the real thing. It's a component of this skill, and it helps reinforce the brain that you can do hard stuff and be effective and successful. This week, practice this skill by choosing situations that you know will likely cause stress and high suds. Practice being in this situation and acting effectively. See what your brain is capable of and get it done. Thanks for being here. Next week, I will go over the please skills. These are some of my favorite emotion regulation skills because I feel like it's all about taking care of the self and finding ways to boost confidence and competence. If you have questions, comments, or concerns, please email me at uofudbt@gmail.com, and we will see you all next time on DBT Weekly.